Nolte, Media and Tech Elites Flee Their Own Political Policies in California. By John Nolte on July 30, 2020. Realtors report that tech workers and investors in the Bay Area, as well as media types from Los Angeles, are fleeing their own political policies. This is exactly how the left-wing locusts work. They vote and vote and vote and vote Democrat until a blue state becomes unlivable. And then they swarm into a purple state like Nevada or to a former red state like Colorado. Turn it blue, and the destructive cycle starts all over again. And so here we go again. Lake Tahoe has long been a bucolic escape for Californians looking for a getaway and, on the Nevada side, lower taxes, reports CNBC. But the latest buying surge is larger than any the market has seen, brokers say. And it is not just obnoxiously high taxes. The high taxes that you just know most of these people support it. It is also the anti-science coronavirus fascism. Private schools in the Bay Area also recently announced they will likely shift to all online classes in the fall, which gave families another reason to remain outside of San Francisco. Is it only that remote classes allow them to flee? Or could it be that they want their kids in a classroom? Oh, wait. Could it be that they will not have to pay for private schools in a more bucolic area? You know, an area where destructive blue state policies, including the illegal aliens who overcrowd these schools, make private schools the only option. I'm just thinking out loud here. Why flee at all? Why use all these opportunities to get out of the deep blue city you said you wanted? The story doesn't mention the exploding homelessness and violent crime rates in Democrat-run cities, nor does it mention the increasing instability created by the terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa, which is an unsettling threat that can explode in any blue city at any time. No one wants to live in an environment like that, especially if you have children. But once again, that's an environment created by the Democrats these tech workers and media types voted for. Democrats who not only tolerate this domestic terrorism, but openly encourage it. Also making this flight possible is the fact that massive tech companies, like Google, have announced staffers can work from home through 2021 due to the coronavirus. This, despite the fact, if you're under 50, the China flu is no more of a threat than the conventional flu. So now, people are free to flee, to further destroy the purple state of Nevada by turning it a dark blue. Hearing that media types are fleeing Los Angeles makes me want to say out loud, well, well, well. Why in heaven's name would a media type flee Los Angeles, a city that is wholly owned by one party? And not just Democrats, but far-left Democrats who face no opposition whatsoever by Republicans. Should Los Angeles not be the progressive utopia these godforsaken media types have spent decades fighting for? The only good news in this is that the locusts are so desperate to flee they are overpaying for homes, sight unseen. People are writing all cash offers for houses, sight unseen, a local realtor told CNBC. They just want to get out of the city. I bet they do. One property recently came on the market priced at $1.65 million. Located in downtown Truckee, California. On the Truckee River, it went into contract less than 24 hours later and closed for $2 million. Let's all pray Google calls them all back in 15 months. That's the story I want to read. We need you to step through all the homeless poop and return to work.